gridiron.
Shut your mouth, podcasting.
Yards, touchdowns.
Shut your mouth, podcasting. First round draft pick. Believe we got stats, kid. Quarterback sacking. 100-yard dashing. So tap in for the action.
Welcome to the Sim Podcaster. I'm your co-host, Eric, and I'm always joined by my co-host, Ron. What up, Ron?
What's going on?
You know what we do? We talk about the National Football League on a weekly basis, including the playoffs. Ron, we just 48 hours removed from the Super Bowl. Your thoughts on this glorious Super Bowl game?
Not, you know, the most exciting game, right? It was one-sided. We'll get into it more, but you know, I was there watching it the entire time, kind of shocked at the result, to be honest with you. But at the same time, I don't think we should have been shocked, honestly, when we had, you know, talked about like the rosters and stuff like that. I think we should have probably seen something like this coming.
Yeah, I think so too. I was thinking, like, you know, and we'll get into the game, but I was just like, after two series, I was like, oh, this is going to not be good. Like, I already
you knew right away,
like, oh, yeah, this is not good.
Yeah.
So in today's show, this is episode 120. We're going to have NFL news. We're going to have our Super Bowl review. And really, that's all we have. There's not a lot on the docket. So NFL news, we'll start off with the NFL awards. Josh Allen gets MVP. How do you feel, Ron? Did it deserve it? Do you think it was Lamar?
I honestly would have voted for Lamar. I think he should have won it. But, you know, Josh had a good year, too. And I think throughout the, especially towards the end of the year, when you looked at, like, the odds, I think he was the favorite to win it. So I'm not completely, you know, it doesn't bother me. Maybe they could have split the award or something. But, you know, he deserved it, too.
Yeah, I think he did play a good season. I'm just looking at our list that we started. So my prediction was Aaron Rodgers.
Is that the first initial prediction? Or
at midseason, we knew we changed it, but we had I'm sorry. Let me just repeat that. I had that as comeback player of the year. The NFL MVP, we both went with Jalen Hurts. Which, honestly, he won the MVP in the Super Bowl. He was a better player. So he didn't get the season MVP, but he got the Super Bowl. So I'm not going to hate on that. Coach of the Year, Kevin O'Connell won it.
Yeah.
Why did you go with Raheem Morris? Why did you think Raheem Morris?
Sipping on the syrup too much. Listen, I had O'Connell as my MVP mid-season last year. And he didn't win the award. So I respect him as a coach for sure. But I was drinking the Kool-Aid for sure on Atlanta. I thought they would be in the playoffs and make somewhat of a run. And that, you know, it'd be sufficient enough to get him some votes for Coach of the Year, which, you know, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I had Jim Harbaugh. He did pretty good. I don't know how many votes he got, but he did all right. Comeback Player of the Year goes to Joe Burrows. He did play an MVP type season, so I'm not mad at him. I did have Aaron Rodgers as my comeback player of the year. Ron, you had Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, that was bad. Horrible pick.
Horrible pick.
But listen, top 10 pick from the year before, he was out the entire, well, I think he missed most of the year. Probably played like 3 or 4 games or something like that. I thought he would just be able to improve on what the minimum playing time he had, and that was not the case at all. He has a long way to go to be a starting quarterback in the league.
Offensive player of the year goes to Saquon Barkley, which definitely earned. I had CD Lamb, which, listen, of course it all depends on Dak, so when Dak went down, his options were limited. You had another Atlanta player, Bijan Robinson. What happened?
He had a decent year. Not enough. No one was really challenging Saquon, to be honest with you. Or Derrick Henry
had those two were
kind of like way out in front. I don't think anyone was really challenging him challenging them at all. So, you know, but Bijan had a pretty decent year.
I did hit this one, though. Rookie Offensive Player of the Year. I went with Jaden Daniels. You went with Caleb Williams, which we all know how that turned out. But yeah, Jaden Daniels, he's a real NFL player. He knows how to ball. Defensive Player of the Year, Patrick Surtain. When was the last time? Was it Woodson the last time they went to a defensive back? I don't
even know. I think this goes to show you how, like, defensively the numbers were down across the board for a lot of the interior defensive linemen, the outside linebackers, pass rushers, or whatever.
Yeah, because we both picked linebackers to win this award. You went with Patrick Queen, I went with Micah Parsons, and they didn't win it. So I don't know what to say. Lastly, the Defensive Rookie of the Year, that went to Jarrett Verse, which he deserved it. He really turned up the heat towards the end of the year. Our picks for defensive, you went with Dallas Turner. I went with Latu. Listen.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it's when it comes to defensive rookie of the year, you really don't know till the very end. So that was that for the NFL awards. The other thing that I want to talk about in the news, Ron, is they actually have Kellen Moore as a Saints coach. First time coach. Is he going to make the Saints better?
Well, I guess that's
a tough
one.
Because I don't think they're going to have a quarterback.
That's the problem, right? Like, I don't think your team can ever be better unless you have a quarterback, right, who can be your franchise quarterback. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to take some time. I think he could be a good coach. But I need to see what that roster looks like, you know, too, at the quarterback position. I don't know if Kamara is still on the contract for next year. I think he might be, but he's up there in age too. So I just need to see what that roster looks like.
Yeah, I need to see it. I think he's going to do okay. He's not going to be the, coach of the year type thing. I think the Saints have a lot of work to do.
Right.
Ron, the halftime show, before we get to that, there were 126 million viewers for the Super Bowl. Those people were just casual fans, right? They weren't really, I want to see who the winner is.
I would imagine so, right? I would imagine a lot of the viewers probably may have turned the TV off too at some point. I don't know if a lot stuck around for the entire game.
What did you think of the commercial?
Terrible.
I wasn't impressed.
None of the commercials impressed me at all.
There was one that it looked like a movie. I was like, wow, this commercial really hits home. And then it was a loan commercial. I was like, you know, they need to stop. They need to just...
What do you think about the Brady Snoop?
Snoop Dogg, yeah. Another dumb commercial. You don't need to tell me the racism ends because you made a commercial?
Yeah.
That was a waste of money. Ron, what did you think of the halftime show with Lamar?
Kendrick I loved it. Lamar. I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. Well done. I saw a lot of, you know, people online that didn't share that opinion. I think it was like mixed, right? Some people that really loved it and some people that are like just couldn't understand. I saw some clips on people at the stadium, you know, at the Super Bowl, you know, basically not even paying attention to the halftime show. They were on their phones doing other things. But then I realized those are people... You can only go to Super Bowl if you're extremely rich. Half of those people probably didn't even know who Kendrick Lamar, you know, was, right? You know, so...
I was surprised that, you know, they knew the lyrics to that.
I guess, at the end.
Right. I was like, oh, okay.
It's probably because their kids sing that song or something like that, right? Not that they know it. It's probably like their kids know that one song and they sing it all the time.
It was a well-done show.
I thought so.
And then, like, all the hidden Easter eggs at the end, I was just like, wow.
Yes, sir.
There was a triple whammy. And then...
You saw the protester.
And then the protester for,
yeah.
You know...
Which I didn't notice, Palestine. Like, live. Yeah.
I didn't know that. The TV must have cut off. The cameraman must have cut that off. But, hey, hats up to him. He you represent it.
It was a good show. And I was having this discussion with one of my coworkers. Like, I don't think we're at a, like football, sports in general, right? Everyone from different age groups, you know, different races, sex, whatever, watch sports and enjoy sports. So something like the Super Bowl and like halftime show, it's going to be impossible to find the one artist that everyone likes. You know, there's always going to be complaints about like the Super Bowl performance, you know, no matter who's performing, because you might not be into rap, you might not be into country music, you might not just, you know, be into whatever they're putting out there. So it is what it is. I don't think you can ever, like, you know, appease everyone.
I like the fact that, you know, these halftime shows are geared towards the younger crowd, because this is how you suck them in, right? This is how you, like, keep them glued to the TV, even if they don't know anything about football.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I really enjoy that halftime show, because let's be honest, if you were over age 50, you were like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is Kendrick Lamar? So that was nice. Finally, NFL news. Mahomes, the GOAT. Can we stop this now? I know that it brings ratings, and, you know, personally, I think that this game cemented the fact that he's not a GOAT. He's a good player, but
one
he's not
bad
the
game, one bad and Super Bowl.
The biggest game.
Yeah, but okay, so has Brady won every Super Bowl game?
But he's had the ball, he's played well, not like, I don't know how many interceptions, what, three Mahomes had?
Yeah.
There's no way Brady would have thrown three interceptions.
And we'll talk about the game. Is it more about Mahomes playing bad or Mahomes' team just not being anywhere close?
Well, we'll talk about the game, but the fact that Mahomes couldn't figure it out.
I do think he did play bad, don't get me wrong.
Yes, he did play very bad, and I feel like those touchdowns towards the fourth quarter were just padding up his numbers. So.
But I was never on the Mahomes should be GOAT. And we had this conversation. I think the whole label GOAT is fabricated at this point. Because my GOATs, my greatest of all time when it comes to quarterbacks, are guys like Warren Moon, right? Dan Marino. Like some guys who've never won the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think the NFL does a good job of like pushing the narrative, certain narratives. They've done this, like I said, with Brady, and even people before Brady, they've done this in the past. So, is Mahomes the GOAT? I don't think so. There's questions about, and there's always to me been questions: is he even the best in the league today? You know, or is it, you know, his? And I'm not saying, you know, he's not a good quarterback or great quarterback, but is his success more about him, or could you put Josh Allen on that team with Andy Reid as your coach, the defense that they've had, the weapons that he's had, and get the same results? I still question that. Is he the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
We'll see for sure, because the thing is, Brady won a Super Bowl with a different team, a different coach. I don't know if Mahomes has that in him. I don't know how he's going to be when Andy Reid's finally retired.
Yeah. But I wonder about that too.
The fact that he couldn't like even, because let's just get to the game.
Well, before you get it, one thing I want to say about Mahomes too, he doesn't have that worker mentality. He has a killer instinct. There's a difference, right? In the game, he has a killer instinct, but I don't think he has that worker mentality like Brady did. And what I mean by that is not showing up to camp like out of shape. Like this dude.
The thing,
his off-season routine must be 10 beers a day or some crap like that.
I think that, you know, when it comes to improvising, I give Mahomes, he does really well with improvising. But in this game, improvisation was not going to win the game.
No.
It was more like, hey, you guys got to catch the ball. Hey, you guys got to block for me. But
take what's there.
I never saw that. I never saw that from him, like, going to each play and be like, hey, you need to do better.
Yeah. Yeah,
I never saw that.
We can get into the game. Like he had happy feet for sure, and part of me can't blame him because the offensive line played atrociously. The Phillies Eagle, you know, the Eagles defensive line completely dominated, and they were in the backfield all the time. So part of me doesn't blame him for having happy feet, but he definitely looked like someone that was shell shocked, and you know, it was surprising. Because it's Mahomes, you'd never see him like that. He's been able to overcome he's been overcame it like all season long. Like the offensive line hasn't really been good. He's been under pressure and he's overcome it all season long. But to see him play so poorly under pressure was surprising.
Well, like you said, you know, let's talk about the Super Bowl, because 40-22, and that wasn't even the score at halftime. It was something like 24-0.
24-0, 34-0 at one point, I think, in the game.
I mean, this was an ass kicking, like
belt to ass for sure.
I mean, even when he lost against Brady, it wasn't, you know, they were still in the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just like, wow, like I couldn't believe, number one, that, like I said before, the first two series, they couldn't do nothing. And then I couldn't believe, like, all the interceptions, all the, like, drops,
yeah.
The fact that his receivers, except for Worthy, couldn't really get any kind of separation. The fact that Travis Kelce was terrible at blocking, you know, at catching. I think he had like zero catches at the time.
Yeah. But I don't think like the throws he got were terrible throws by Mahomes. So it's not, I can't necessarily blame him for the output or lack thereof. Listen, the lines for the Eagle, the offensive and defensive line just dominated both sides of the ball. When the Eagles were on offense, they dominated, you know, the line of scrimmage. Yeah, Barkley didn't go off because Kansas City made an effort to stop him from going off. But when you know, Hurts was passing, it seemed like he had all day just to sit back and, like, choose his targets and make plays. The guys were, you know, for the most part, wide open. He just seemed like there was no pressure at all. At any time there was a little bit of pressure, he took off. Hurts took off. 11 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown. And it was, like, wide open lanes, whereas Mahomes couldn't do that. There were no spaces, no areas, no lanes for Mahomes to kind of like take off and make a play and extend the drive. And they got off to like a horrible start, like you said.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gonna give credit to the Kansas City Chiefs defense, because they were like, we're gonna stop Saquon Barkley, and they did. They really stopped the run, 57 yards. They were doing their part, but because the offense looked so bad.
Yeah. Turned the ball over so many times, you know, gave Eagles short fields in some cases. They had no chance, you know. It takes a full team, all three phases, right, to win a game. You know, Super Bowl especially, you got to, you know, all defense, sides got to show up.
They got to show up. And let's be honest, we both picked a low-scoring game because we were like, oh, you know, the Chiefs do this all the time. They keep the score close so they can pull it out at the end. But then I started to look at the Chiefs, like what they did in the regular season. And there wasn't, except for the Bills, there was no playoff teams that I could see in their whole regular season. The Bills and maybe
Denver.
Chargers and Denver, but they were like first round goodbye. So they weren't really like Philadelphia Eagles type of team.
No.
So I was like,
the Eagles, you know, arguably, you know, were the best team all season. I think Detroit, you could have made a case for them until they had all those injuries. But Eagles, for the most part, dominated the season. Even though, like, there were all this news about Hurts not playing well, or, you know, their passing game not being where it's supposed to and all this crap, he still, you know, couldn't beat the Eagles. They're 14-3 at the end of this, end of the year.
And I stand corrected, because when last episode I said, oh, the Chiefs, they got cap space, they're just gonna figure it out. No. I was incorrect. They're in the bottom five of cap space, so they have no cap space. I don't even know if they can do this again, because like we were talking about, like, oh, they cheap out on wide receivers and they always win. I don't think they can do that anymore, because we know that Denver is better, the Chargers are better, and the Raiders just got Pete Carroll. So they're going to be some kind of improvement. So is this the end?
Well, it's funny. We just had this conversation last week too about like what's more likely to happen, like the Chiefs getting to 7 or, you know, the the Patriots or Steelers getting to seven. You know, what's going to happen first? And we both said, hey, Reed's coming back. We know that for sure next year. It was a good chance of them winning this Super Bowl. But now after our loss and having the sense, at least I have the sense that next year might be the last year for Reed. I don't think they'll be back in the Super Bowl next year. I think this is it. I think their dynasty, if you want to call it that, officially ended with this game.
I think so too. And I was looking up like the what the odds are for next year's Super Bowl, and they have them again in the top five to make it. And I was like, can you bet against that? Because I don't think they're gonna be there. I don't think they're gonna be there. So let's talk about the Eagles, because Vic Fangio had the defense really playing well.
Yeah. Without blitzing or doing anything.
Without blitzing, exotic. Which hasn't happened in a Super Bowl in like forever. I think it just never happened. Like, no blitz whatsoever. Strictly the front four. So he played zone the whole time and it still got to Mahomes. So, you know, my hat's off to Vic Fangio, and I don't think he's going to leave Philadelphia anytime soon, unless some owner falls in love and makes him like the godfather offer. But I think this defense is going to be, you know, with Nick Sirianni staying, Vic Fangio staying. We know Kellen Moore is leaving for the Saints, but it really doesn't matter. I'm sure Nick Sirianni will just find some other coach.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to give credit to the, you know, the coordinators for sure. But I think the ultimate credit has to go to the general manager for bringing all these guys in, right? They've had successful drafts, like really, really good drafts, outstanding draft classes. And then they've brought in some key pieces in free agency and stuff. And that's how you build Super Bowl teams. But they've set their roster, like you said, where it can be repeatable. Like, you know, a lot of these guys will be back next year. A lot of these guys are young, have lots of talent on both sides of the ball, especially in the trenches. Like, this can be repeatable. And be honest, I mean, if you look back, the Eagles have been in the Super Bowl how many times the last, like, 4 or 5 years? They've had success, right? So
yeah, two of the last three Super Bowls they've been in it.
Yeah.
They won one, then they, you know, they won another one when they beat the Patriots in 2017. So they've been in the mix.
Yeah,
they've been definitely in the mix.
The GM has done an outstanding job replenishing talent, finding young pieces. I think we could be looking at the new dynasty, the new team that's going to kind of take over, you know, Super Bowls for the next, like, X number of years.
I mean, you know, I'm sure that the Giants are not going to challenge them. And we don't know if the Cowboys are going to, you know, there was rumors already around there that they might be putting Parsons on the trading block.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we don't know, and the Giants are a mess. So, yeah, I think they're going to dominate that division for a while. And they might, you know, they might get a number one seed again if the Detroit Lions don't, you know, don't fall in shambles. What did you think of Jalen Hurts? Because we both picked him as MVP at the beginning of the year. And he didn't figure it out till like maybe the end of the year, like the last couple months
in the playoffs. I think health had a lot to do with that. I don't think he was like fully healthy even for like the last game, the conference championship. I don't think he was 100%, but these 2 weeks, getting that 2 week break made, you know, got him healthy. And, you know, he did everything. He looked like the Jalen Hurts I saw like his rookie and then his second season, like accurate passer, like extremely accurate, gets the ball out on time, knows when to run. He looked like a top five quarterback. Like, to me, he could be. It always has shown that. But, you know, I just think most of the season he just wasn't healthy. And I think this shows, forget all the stats, the dude can play. The dude can ball. You know, he is a top five quarterback. I don't care who else you put, you know, out there in front of him. But, you know, he's certainly a leader. You know, I just think he had a great, great night.
So you would put him, would you put Josh in front of him?
I'd probably put Josh.
What about Lamar?
I'd probably put Lamar in front of him.
Joe Burrow?
I definitely would put Joe Burrow in front of him.
Okay, that's four, well, it's three players.
Yeah.
So who else would you put on the four?
That might be it. I think Mahomes will probably be there, but, you know, Hurts is in that mix. That's what I'm saying. Top five. I think he's there.
I don't know if he's top five. He's definitely top 10. I'm sure there's other quarterbacks that, you know, he's a winner. He's a winner. He's not going to wire you.
Wins.
He's always not going to wire you wins. With like.
But see, and the thing is, I think he can. I think I've seen games. I know I've seen games where he's thrown for 300 yards. That's just not their style of play. You know, their style is like ball control. Let's hand the ball off, especially now with Saquon. And then when I need to make a play, then, you know, let him do that. But I think if he was to go in a different offense, now I'm not saying he should be out there throwing 40 times. I don't want him doing that. But I think when you maximize his you know, his throws and keep him like to 30 throws or less, he's gonna be really, really efficient, really accurate, and that's the type of, you know, you quarterback I think you need in this league.
Yeah, I think he's a winner, and I think that the fact that he has weapons on wide receiver and on back, on running back, I think that helps him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back, 4 years ago, however long he's been in the league. This dude was supposed to be a Steeler. He came out and said, I thought the Steelers were going to draft him. I thought the Steelers were going to draft him. You know, Big Ben was like regressing at this point. It made the perfect sense, right? I think it was a second round. They could have had their chance to take him, and they bypassed him. I don't know if they went for Mason Rudolph that year or what the case was, but everyone thought Hurts was going to the Steelers and they pass on him. So I was like, you know,
I'm looking at his stats right now. He did not have a good 2023. He threw 15 interceptions. But I think once they got Saquon Barkley, they were like, no, we're not going to have you throw like 30 times a game. We're have you hand off the game. So I think you're right. I think that the system that he's playing in right now worked perfect for him. He has the weapons. He has the running back. He has a wide receiver. AJ Brown is probably going to stay now, but they won. Devontae Smith. I mean, what can you say? I think I saw a stat where he was like the only person that won a Heisman, won an NCAA championship, and won a Super Bowl. So I was like, he's probably going to be an Eagles for life. So hats off to him. Hats off to him. So Super Bowl is over.
Let's talk about our, I want to talk about my prop bet for a sec because this one pissed me off. I was one tackle away from winning like $200 or some crap like that. So my prop bet, and we spoke about this last week, Elliott getting 1.5 field goals. I think he ended up with like 3 or 4 field goals. He scored a lot of points. That was an easy one. Xavier Worthy just had to get 63 yards total, like rushing and receiving. He went for like 100 something, right?
So you hit that one.
Well, I see. I merged these together, right? I did a parlay. So the last thing was Nick Bolton, right? He needed 8.5 tackles. And this guy, I went back and looked at the stat, has never had a game where he got like more than 7 tackles against like good running teams. He didn't get his 9th tackle until it was like 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the dang game. The game like had just ended. Yeah, that's when he got his 9th tackle. And the only reason he got to that number is because the Eagles like dominated, you know, the ball, and freaking he was on the field the entire freaking game, like 3/4 of the game. What was the time of possession?
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. Like that's the only reason he had that many tackles, and it should not have been that close. He probably should have ended up with like, if Kansas City did anything offensively, he probably would only got like 6 tackles. So I ended up missing out on that. And that one, that like really pissed me off.
Yeah. All my bets were voided except for the last one because Patrick Mahomes played so bad. So if you bet on Mahomes getting an interception, you won that one. He had 2. But, you know, it's like you said, time of possession. Eagles 36 minutes. Kansas City 23 minutes. It wasn't even 23 till like the fourth quarter. It was something like 10. It was just not good.
It hurts. Not hurts. Schuster gets to his 13.
I don't think he had one catch.
No, I think he had like the first two catches of the game, and then he didn't have another catch after that. Some crap like that.
So let me just look up, because I was. So Juju, you're right. Juju had two catches, so that one hit. So there you go.
How many yards was it?
16 yards.
Okay, that was 13.5.
That was hit.
But
so
it,
if you
I
did
mean,
that one that you.
It won. Was like the first like the first drive or first two drive. He had two catches. Like, okay. He's going to have a good game. And then after that, he didn't touch the ball again, which is insane.
Well, that's because Mahomes was running for his life the whole game.
Yeah.
Incredible. It just goes to show you that, you know, we've had it good for the last couple of years with the football game. I knew that it was time for one of these games. Yeah. I just didn't think that it was going to be the Chiefs to have the game.
Yeah.
That's more shocking. But if you look back at the season, every game was close.
Right.
Every game was close. It was a one-score game. And you were like, wow, they did it again. Mahomes magic. But it was the fact that they just didn't have any good players.
No.
That's why every game was close. They just didn't have any good players. So, yeah, that's not... I mean, I didn't do a parlay because I was just maxed out. But these two bets hit. So, you can't...
Yeah.
I was disappointed that, you know, they were shut out in the first quarter.
It's crazy. Yeah.
In the second quarter, they were shut out again. And, you know, when I look at the stats, both teams didn't do good on third down. I think the Eagles were 3-for-11.
Both defensive played really well. It's, you know, you can't tell that from the score, but they really played well. It's just like, you know, Kansas City's offense was so terrible. Yeah, you had the pick six. You know, so it is what it is. But the defensive players and the defensive teams both played well.
So who are your winners out of coming out of this game?
Winners. I mean, Jalen Hurts for sure. You know, I would probably say
Nick Sirianni.
He's
gonna get an extension.
For sure. You know,
Kellen Moore, he got a job.
He got a job for real. And hey, even Kansas City defensive coach, like I know they gave up 47 points, but I thought he called a great game, you know. And then, yeah, some play, they gave up like the bomb or whatever. There were some stupid penalties too that some of their players took, but you know, I thought he called a really good game.
I you already know who I thought was a winner in this game, Tom Brady. Not only was he present when Mahomes shit the bed, but he was there sporting a 600K watch.
I saw that, yeah.
When he was commentating, he wasn't like making fun of Mahomes, but he was just saying, hey, you got a bad line. That's what's going to happen. Hey, your receivers are not catching the ball. That could happen. He didn't go all out and say, look at you, Mahomes. All this compares to me. But you know what? He did. I mean, he wasn't no, you know, Tony, but he did pretty good. He, you know, even though Tony Romo, but he did pretty good. Yeah, those, I agree. All those people are the winners. And even, let's be honest, even the Kansas City Chiefs, at least their defense was semi,
yeah.
Can say they play well, but.
You know who was not a winner? Taylor Swift.
Well, you know who's not a winner? Drake. Those two people are.
Yes.
Not only was Taylor Swift visibly upset, but. I'm sure Drake just turned off the TV. Was like, I don't need to see this. I don't need to see anymore.
Not at all.
Yeah, so those two people lost big time. They weren't even playing in the game. It just they just lost for the culture. So I know this is really early. Who do you pick for Super Bowl next year to be in Super Bowl next year?
I'm gonna tell you for sure. Well, I don't want to say for sure, but I have a strong feeling Philly will be back there. I think Detroit. If they can stay healthy, they have a good chance of being there too. So those are the two teams for sure in the NFC. And then out of the AFC,
Bills will figure it out? You think Baltimore will figure it out?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, will these two teams ever figure it out? Stop getting in their own way? You know, I don't know. That's the part that gives me heartburn. And that's why Kansas City, you will probably end up there again, even though they don't deserve to be there. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah, because I saw a stat that, you know, 15-win teams always, you know, they always make it to the Super Bowl, but it's not guaranteed they win. So this team lost. I think the Patriots one time lost. Someone else, the Carolina, when they had Cam Newton, lost. So you can win 15 games and make it to the Super Bowl because you're probably going to get the number one seed, but doesn't guarantee that you're the best team.
Yeah. Who do you think will make it to the Super Bowl next?
I like Baltimore to make it, figure it out, because they still have
finally Lamar, get over the hump.
And I've given up on Buffalo. I just feel like...
I gave up on Buffalo last year, you know? I thought the coach... Remember, we were talking about, like, I was like, this coach should be fired by now. Like, how many chances is he going to get? But now I think you can say the same thing about Harbaugh, to be honest with you. It's like, you're getting there, which is great, but you're not getting over the hump, you know? And at what point do owners say enough's enough? We see what the Steelers are doing. Being one and done apparently is sufficient for them to keep renewing Tomlin's contract. So, you know, maybe the Bills coach, Harbaugh, maybe they are not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, unless you make a drastic change. But, I mean, look at the Eagles. They basically played all their playoffs games at home because of Detroit losing. So, having home field advantage is,
yeah,
it's so important. It's so important.
But I think, I'm thinking going back to coaching, Eagles, didn't they fired their coach that won the Super Bowl? They weren't scared to move on from
the Peterson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a bad season. I think he had two bad seasons winning.
Yeah.
And then they just got rid of him. They were like,
that's how the NFL used to be.
I mean, that's what happened to Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid used to take the Eagles to the NFC Championship. Right. It was every year.
Yeah.
And they got rid of him.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we need somebody to win.
Certain coaches are just like, there's, you know, the owners aren't going to move on, apparently.
No, and not to compare American football to international football, but they go through managers water.
They don't play around.
They don't play around there. If you're, even if they have even mid-season changes, they're like, no, you're not going to do it.
Yep.
So I wish the NFL was like that, but...
And then don't recycle coaches too.
That's what I was about to say. It's like, but what happens is, like, if they fire people, it's, you know, it's hard to just replace that person because... You know that you're going to have to replace the whole entire staff.
That's the problem, yeah.
And it's just, let's just wait. If we're having a bad season, let's just finish the season.
Yeah.
Unless you're Carolina. You're just firing left to right. So this is episode 120, Ron. The next episode, which will be the start of the new season for us, we'll do what? We'll do a pre-draft and a post-draft. And that pre-draft will talk about free agents, which doesn't really open. It opens in March, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking at like the calendar right now. So just to throw out some dates, we got like the combine coming up in a couple weeks. That's on February 24th. And then you got free agency starting on the 12th, it looks like. That's when the new year begins. So, you know, and then the free agency can take you, like the major change is going to happen, like the major players will be the first like couple of days, but that'll, you know, be extended through April. And then the draft is not until April 24th through the 26th. So I don't know when you want to meet before the draft, you think?
Yeah, we'll probably meet before the draft and do a show. Probably do like a few, follow us on, you know, Spotify, Apple, or even iHeartRadio. Definitely stick to us there because I'm going to do a wrinkle, Ron. We're going to do a show when they release the schedule. It's going to be a live show. We're going to figure it out. We'll do a Zoom. We'll just go live. No editing, no nothing.
But when do they do that, though?
They don't have an exact date, but they say in May. They say in May, so we'll do a live show on May when they release the schedule. They usually do it on a Thursday at 4 o'clock. So we'll just, you know, we'll make sure that we leave work early. We're just there. 4 o'clock, we're boom.
The earlier the better, because I need my tickets to Ireland, because that's where the Steelers are playing, and I'm going to figure out how to get there.
Ireland, it's nice. It's a nice nice view, nice food, I guess. I don't know. What's the Ireland popular? Just drinking pints? I don't know. Yeah, so we'll do that, and then I think OTA's in July, and we'll get ready by then. So the season's over, Ron.
Yeah.
The season's over, but technically it's not over for now. They start new season. When do they franchise players? Right.
They have to designate franchise. Let's see. You have to. I just saw it here not too long ago.
Yeah, because I know that they have to franchise tag players before free agency.
Yeah, it's before free agency. I just have the date. Now I can't find it. Here it is. February 18th. That's next week.
Next week. Yeah. Yep,
at 4 p.m. New York time. Clubs may designate franchise or transition players.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is, you know, if you follow the sport all year round, that's, you know, that's the next step. Franchise tag players. And I'm sure.
So that's it looks like February 18th is the begin date. The end date to franchise players is March 4th. So they can start the franchise process like on the 18th of February, but they technically have until March 4th to designate the franchise or transition players.
So who's going to be the Sean GM of this year? The Giants GM that's going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And just let a player walk. Let a player walk.
There's some good players that
don't have contracts, right?
Yeah. T. Higgins is one of them, but, you know, Burrow is saying he wants the three of them to basically be together, you know, for their careers.
Which they probably can't afford to do.
No, they can't. Someone has to get cut somewhere, so.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that makes sense if they can't afford all three, because then you're like, okay, fine, we can afford two. I don't think that's what the Giants' issue was last year, because how can you? It was a mess from day one. They should have never broadcast it on that, you know, Hard Knocks. And number two, Saquon Barkley, just let him go. The dude just turned, 28 on Sunday. Just let him go. Terrible, terrible. All right, so Ron, what do you got to say to the people out there? Season 4 is basically on the books. What do you got to say?
Listen, stick with us. It's going to be a long off season. We'll do a couple shows like Sirik just talked about. It's been a great season. You know, obviously, we hoped our teams, Pittsburgh, New England, would have done better, gotten further. But, you know, I think, you know, at least for the Patriots, I can say the future is bright. You got a whole new coaching staff. You know what your franchise quarterback is. So there's a lot to look forward to next year. Pittsburgh, I have no idea who our quarterback's going to be. There's lots of unanswered questions.
Is that going to be Aaron Rodgers?
It better not be Aaron Rodgers. I highly doubt it. So, yeah, you know, but we'll see what happens, you know, throughout the offseason. So stick with us and, you know, we'll look to have a brand new season again next year and start this whole thing all over again.
Yes, started all over again. Thank you guys for listening. I know you guys stuck around, even though some of you are not Patriots fans, some of you are not Steelers fans, but you still listen to us, so we appreciate it. But it's over, even though the Super Bowl was not all that. Hopefully you enjoyed the halftime show, unless you were over 15. You were like, who is Kendrick Lamar? I don't know who that guy is. But everything else was, you know, I had expectations at the beginning of the season that the Patriots were not going to be bad, and that's what it turned out to be. Next season, hope it's eternal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I am very excited. Of course, I won this thing right here, so I am quadruple excited, because next season, Ron, you want to put your name on there?
Might as well. You can put it right now.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So, yeah. So, I don't have anything else. just go Patriots. Let's turn it around. Go Drake May. Do something impressive, which you have done already, but sky's the limit. Let's go. We can do this. You can do this, Drake May. Please don't get injured. I'm saying to God, there's no wood around here, but please don't get injured. This was a very entertaining season, to say the least.
On to basketball, on to baseball, maybe not so much baseball.
Yeah, I'm already out on baseball. I didn't even start, I'm already out. On to basketball. So let's basketball to all the way till June. If you want to listen to basketball breakdown, I do have another podcast, Chasing C Notes, where Ron occasionally visits us when the playoffs start. But if you want to listen to that, just same thing, just look for us. Other than that, what are you going to say, Ron?
Peace.
Peace.
All right, that's it, guys. That's the end of the show. Thanks so much for all your support and listening today. If you got any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to email us at simsportsmedia@gmail.com. That's SYMSPRTSMEDIA@gmail.com. Peace.